American Language Course, Book 25, Tape 3B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words in the story and the phrases that you hear.
To start with, you should. Nonetheless, it's interesting. Endure. Couldn't endure watching an operation. In spite of his father's wish, delay. Didn't delay getting. Regardless of his father's objections.
Now read the story silently while you listen to it being read.
I'm about to tell you a true story. To start with, you should know that this story is about a British man named Charles Darwin who lived back in the 1800s. It's not a modern story. Nonetheless, it's interesting. Darwin studied surgery in college, but didn't like it because he couldn't endure watching an operation, which at that time, in 1826, had to be performed without an anesthetic. In spite of his father's wish that he become a doctor, Charles was more interested in science than medicine. He finally decided to become a scientist. Charles graduated from the university in 1831. As soon as he graduated, he didn't delay getting a job as a scientist aboard the ship Beagle, regardless of his father's objections. The ship was to sail around the world. Darwin's duties were to collect different kinds of rocks, plants, birds, and animals.
Now answer these questions about this part of the story in Figure 1.
To start with, who is the story about? Repeat. It's about Charles Darwin. What did Darwin study in college? Repeat. He studied surgery. Why didn't he like surgery? Repeat. He couldn't endure watching an operation. Who wanted Darwin to become a doctor? Repeat. His father wanted him to become a doctor. What did Darwin decide to do? Repeat. He decided to become a scientist. What happened as soon as he graduated from the university? Repeat. He didn't delay getting a job as a scientist. Regardless of his father's objections. What was the purpose of the Beagle's trip? Repeat. Its purpose was to sail around the world. What were Darwin's duties? Repeat. His duties were to collect different kinds of rocks, plants, birds, and animals.
Now let's repeat some more underlined words and phrases from the story.
Constant. A constant observer. Comment. Commented on everything. Glance. Did not just glance at. Vanish. Vanished from the earth. Fell apart. Until they fell apart. In a way, Darwin changed the science of biology.
Now let's continue with the story. Read the rest of the story silently while you listen to it being read.
During the 5-year trip, Darwin became a constant observer. He commented on everything he saw, writing everything in his notebooks. Darwin didn't just glance at the things he saw and collected. He closely studied everything he collected and started to think about the origins of living things. He wanted to know how and why they developed like they did. In South America, Darwin collected the bones of animals which had vanished from the earth long ago. He compared them to living animals. He also collected hundreds of different kinds of fish, plants, insects, and animals. After the 5-year trip on the ship, Darwin studied his notebooks until they fell apart. For the next 45 years, he wrote reports, articles, and books about what he had observed and collected. In a way, Darwin changed the science of biology. He discovered that plant and animal life adapted to the conditions of their environment, and that only the strong plants and animals were able to survive.
Now answer these questions about this part of the story in Figure 1.
What did Darwin become during the 5-year trip? Repeat. He was a constant observer. What did Darwin write about in his notebooks? Repeat. He commented on everything he saw. Did Darwin just glance at the things he collected? Repeat. No. He closely studied everything he collected. What did Darwin collect in South America? Repeat. He collected the bones of animals which had vanished long ago. How long did Darwin study his notebooks after his trip? Repeat. He studied them until they fell apart.
Please turn to Figure 2. Listen to some sentences in the figure. Complete each sentence by writing the phrase that you hear. Each phrase will contain the preposition of.
Number 1. I've heard that the streets of New York are very crowded. Number 2. Which part of the city is it in? Number 3. The ring is made of gold and silver. Number 4. Could I have some of those, please? Number 5. The state of California is on the west coast of the United States. Number 6. The people of Canada are friendly.
Now check your answers on the answer page at the end of this tape. Look at figure 3. Look at the box in the figure. You will see phrases that contain the preposition of. Repeat these phrases.
The mountains of Turkey. The mountains of Turkey. 3 pounds of coffee. 3 pounds of coffee. The owner of the car. The owner of the car. His box of tools. His box of tools. The state of Texas. The state of Texas.
Listen to these incomplete sentences. Select the phrase from the box which best completes the sentence. Then write the letter of the phrase next to the number of the sentence. Let's begin.
Number 1. They say the are very beautiful. Number 2. The carpenter was carrying Number 3. We tried to find Number 4. He went to the store and bought Number 5. While in the United States, he lived in
Now let's check your answers for figure 3. Repeat the correct answer.
Number 1. The answer is A, the mountains of Turkey. Repeat. They say the mountains of Turkey are beautiful. Number 2. The answer is D, his box of tools. Repeat. The carpenter was carrying his box of tools. Number 3. The answer is C, the owner of the car. Repeat. We tried to find the owner of the car. Number 4. The answer is B, 3 pounds of coffee. Repeat. He went to the store and bought 3 pounds of coffee. Number 5. The answer is E, the state of Texas. Repeat. While in the United States, he lived in the state of Texas.
Turn to Figure 4. Listen to these announcements and write the answers to the questions. Read the questions for announcement number 1 silently. Now listen and answer the questions. Announcement 1.
There will be a soccer game this Saturday at the field behind the dispensary starting at 09:30. Bring your friends to this exciting game. Hamburgers and soft drinks will be sold during the game. Again, there will be a soccer game this Saturday at the field behind the dispensary starting at 09:30. Bring your friends to this exciting game. Hamburgers and soft drinks will be sold during the game.
Read the questions for announcement number 2 silently. Listen and answer the questions. Announcement 2.
May I have your attention, please? There is a small electrical fire on the 9th floor. Evacuate the building immediately. Do not use the elevators. Use the stairs. Again. May I have your attention, please? There is a small electrical fire on the 9th floor. Evacuate the building immediately. Do not use the elevators. Use the stairs.
Read the questions for announcement number 3 silently. Listen and answer the questions. Announcement 3.
There's going to be a tour to the Science Museum Sunday afternoon at 13:30 hours. Sign up at the tour office if you want to reserve a seat on the bus. You will get an entrance ticket to the museum at that time. There's no charge for the tour if you have a student ID card. Again, there's going to be a tour to the Science Museum Sunday afternoon at 13:30 hours. Sign up at the tour office if you want to reserve a seat on the bus. You will get an entrance ticket to the museum at that time. There's no charge for the tour if you have a student ID card.
Now check your answers for Figure 4. Announcement 1.
Number 1. What's happening next Saturday morning? The answer is a soccer game. Number 2. Where is it going to be? The answer is at the field behind the dispensary. Number 3. What will be sold during the game? The answer is hamburgers and soft drinks.
Announcement 2.
Number 1. What kind of an emergency is it? The answer is a fire. Number 2. What's everyone asked to do? The answer is evacuate the building. Number 3. How are people supposed to leave the building? The answer is by using the stairs.
Announcement 3.
Number 1. Where is the tour going? The answer is to the Science Museum? Number 2. What time does the tour leave on Sunday? The answer is at 13:30 hours. Number 3. Where should you sign up for the tour? The answer is at the tour office.
This is the end of Tape 3B, Book 25.